Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. And today we're going to talk about the Tennessee Titans defense. Going to give you a little scouting report on them. Now, look, if you want a scouting report on the Titans offense, tune in to the Gus Bradley Show on Sunday morning. But let's jump into the Titans defense. The one thing I noticed about the Tennessee Titans, they're more physical on defense than they've been in years past. And maybe it had something to do with the addition of safety Bernard Pollard. Take a look at the collision that Moses Fokeu has on the wide receiver crossing the middle, eliminating an option for Geno Smith. That is a trait of a physical defense legal inside of 5 yards. Here's another perfect example. Geno Smith drops back to pass and he ends up getting the old jack-in-the-box, the sandwich between two defenders, Mike Martin, defensive lineman, and Antonio Johnson. Well, that's a big-time hit on Geno Smith. Surprised he got up. The most dominant player on the defense for the Titans, in my opinion, defensive tackle, Jarrell Casey. Take a look at the job that he does on the right guard of the Seattle Seahawks. One arm, throws him down, throws him to the side, and makes the tackle in the backfield. This guy has a high motor, he has high power, and he is an effective player for sure. Now, Jarrell Casey doesn't just make the plays on his own. He keeps linebackers clean. That's called keeping the second level clean. Look at the job that he does, along with the defensive tackle Carl Klug, at keeping that second level clean. And look at how the linebackers Zach Brown and Moses Fokeu stay clean and untouched. They don't even have to make the tackle because Klug ends up making the tackle, but if they had to, they were there to make the tackle. Jarrell Casey is on an unbelievable pace for him, a career-high 6 sacks. He had 2 sacks last week against the St. Louis Rams, and here he is working against the 49ers, and the 49ers, we know, have a very good offensive line. And he ends up beating the right tackle, Davis, coming into the backfield and sacking Colin Kaepernick, and we know what type of escapability that Kaepernick has. To make this sack, that's a big-time play. Another intriguing defender, linebacker Zach Brown. He was a second-round pick last year out of the University of North Carolina. There he is in the middle, 55. He's got great speed. And take a look at the job he does in running down Geno Smith. But when he gets there, having the awareness of stripping Geno Smith of the ball, and it puts the ball in play, and the Titans end up recovering. Big play for Zach Brown. And Zach Brown can also blitz effectively because he has speed and he has awareness. Again, the closing speed, getting the pressure on Geno Smith. Effective play once again. 2 levels, 2 real good players. Now with Zach Brown, the second round pick out of the University of North Carolina, has got an intriguing background. This guy is a superior athlete. Let's look at some of the things that he did in high school. Al Bundy has got nothing on Zach Brown.
Bundy! Al Bundy made All-City back in 66. 4 touchdowns. And I'm not talking the whole year. 1 game.
In Maryland, at Wild Lake High School, Columbia, Maryland, 29-0 as a senior state champion wrestler. 2-time state champion sprinter, 100 meters and the 200 meters. And he ran the 100 meters in 10.67. And when this guy got to the combine, a 4.440, and he had a 35-inch vertical leap. Now that's talent.